Honey, I'm home. Did you miss me? No. Didn't really get into a fight. I got my ass handed to me. Yeah, me. Well, there's this guy, and I kind of got outmatched. Yeah, rare for the strongest. But I was off today. To be fair, he got the jump on me, and thankfully, Infinity managed to soften the blow. Just got some bruises and... yeah, a little sensitive to poking. And you think you're going to be able to help? You know, the one that I've been trying desperately not to ruin your life? I'm touched, but... Right, no more poking there. Well, if you must know how it ended. More or less, I scared him off. Didn't feel like chasing, as I was already in a bad mood. Yeah, this whole ordeal of catching feelings for you, actually wanting this to work, and, you know, being your doom all unwrapped in one. At least I'm a good-looking, you know, dead end or something. And all jokes aside, I probably went into overthinking mode. Hey, you can't look at me like that. You'd probably be thinking the same way, knowing how big of a heart of hearts you have. And besides, I want you to be not just safe, but happy. A bunch of unreasonable requests mixed in there. Sorry. And it's been a few days since we, you know, upheld the challenge. I thought about it today, but it's like there was a block. I had a real bad dream, and sometimes I take them as premonition, and long story short, I hesitated. Me. Yep. Guess hell's about to freeze over and the sun's about to burn blue. Either way, I've been thinking. No matter how many times we fail this challenge, I want you to remember one thing. For every day we miss, it might just mean another day that we get later. Well, that's for me to know and you to find out. I can't exactly spoil everything. Careful with the cotton ball. You surprised? I appreciate it, but you don't need to worry about me. In fact, if you're gonna worry about anyone, worry about that pretty little head staying on your shoulders. What? You've got a nice face. And a nice body. And even a nice personality. Do you think I meet many people who have the trifecta, the golden triangle? No. You're right. I blend a perfect mixture of superficial and deep. If I didn't, you'd be bored of me by now. wouldn't you? I mean, if you want to judge me, feel free. I'm pretty sure I've done plenty of mistakes already, even in the small time you've known me. Go ahead. Lay into me if you want. At this point, I don't think you could beat me up more than I beat myself up. It's pretty stupid, but when you expect perfection, that's the end that you get. And even more than that, I think I've really learned more about you in these past days, that it makes me a little nervous going back into it. When you have agency and you actually care about what the end goal ends up as, turns out you get pretty scared. I mean, letting you down, maybe not giving it what it needs to be, and worst of all, I've been so used to being perfect at things that the idea of not was something as special as you, someone as wonderful as you. I want it to count, want it to mean something. And to that end, I don't really care what it takes. I'm all in. I just don't know if all in means that it's okay. The fact that I'm still by your side is just a bit of my narcissism peeking through, and a whole lot of my pride. Look, I could go on and on about how it's probably not a good idea for the strongest sorcerer alive to be so close to someone who can barely handle me. That's not a slight to you. It's a cruel and bitter joke. Fate just said fuck you at the end and made us incompatible despite all the other ways that we are. I wish it could have been, you know, you liking a color that I hate or something, not me putting your life at risk, you know. You didn't have to be so perfect, only marred by something like that. Come on, now you're just joking, aren't you? Listen, I'm not gonna tell you that I have the answers that you want, or just how I kind of lost a fight, but I am going to say I did learn one thing. It's that you're just as stubborn as me. Go figure. It's a compliment. How you take it, though, I guess that depends, doesn't it? Do you think I'd be the type to make a backhanded one? If you guessed no, then you've just won a free kiss on the forehead. Right. I'm sad if it feels like I've distanced, because I'm not. Look, I beat myself up more than anyone. But you tending to me, you caring what happens to me, sign me up. Guess I'll start calling you doctor. I'm thankful you patched me up a little. Then I'll try and take care of myself. And you. Neither of us need to go dying, so let's make it a clean pair. Okay? If you won't die, then I won't die. Sounds good? Good. It's a start, at least. The rest of it may just work itself out, if you ask me. If oversimplification was an art, maybe I'd just be a savant at it. Any problems there? Had to get you one time on the lips, at least. That's right.